Hello, everyone. This is Kate Stillman with YogaHealer.com. It's great to see so many people on the line, and it's great to see hundreds of people sign up for this call today. To me, when there's a response like that, it really speaks to hitting, you know, striking a chord or hitting a vein in terms of understanding what we're interested in, and also some of the challenges that just come with this, you know, with this profession that we're in as yoga teachers. And there are a few different titles to the talk. One of them was Yoga Teachers, Are You Leaving $50,000 on the Table? And another was about becoming a superstar yoga teacher. And we're going to talk about both of these topics today. I want to just get a sense. I see a lot of people on the line, and I have this cool polling feature, and I use it and abuse it. I just want to know how many, press 1 if you're teaching yoga and that's your primary source of income. And press 2 if it's something that you do on the side, you're not really dependent on it for your livelihood. So 1's our livelihood, and 2 are more either hobbyists or part-time livelihoods. Nothing wrong with being a hobbyist. I just need to know who I'm talking to. Okay. So it looks like we're about half and half. You guys are anonymous too, so if you don't mind, if this is your livelihood, and you're making under 40 grand a year, press 1. If you're making over 40 grand a year, press 2. If you don't mind, and there's something, you know, for a lot of us too about knowing what's going on in the industry. So of the people that are the full-timers, most of them are under 40 grand, so less than a real, living wage. So good to know. That's where looks like 90% are. Okay. Of those who are hobbyists, if you could get into this more full-time and make good money, so those who pressed 2 originally, now I'm adding all these if-then statements, but it helps me so much, you guys. And it helps us know where each other's at. So if you're more on the hobby or part-time side, but if you could make great money and it could be full-time or it could be, you know, a primary income source for you, would you want to do it? So of those 2s, if that's true, press 1. And if no, you're kind of happy where you're at, press 2. Because I talk to so many people who are in career transition who they have some prior business skills or they have prior career skills. And then they go on a healing journey, and then they go into teacher trainings, and they're like, oh, my God, I love this. I'd rather do this. And, okay, so of those former 2s, 100% of you are now 1s, so wanting to transition. So good. I know a little bit more about who all y'all are. I'll tell you a little bit about me and who I am. That only seems fair. My name's Kate Stillman, and I – My name is Kate Stillman, and I started Yoga Healer in 2001. I've been at this a while. I came into yoga and Ayurveda through a background in international environmental politics and policy. I was really, as a teenager, just felt a strong dharmic pull to planetary care. And from that, I ended up wanting to help humans become more conscious as really more of a planetary care solutions, and that dumped me right into the lap of Ayurveda and yoga. And that's the short story. I started practicing Ayurvedic medicine at the end of 2001, and started teaching yoga around the same time, and continued to do that. I went online with my Living Ayurveda course in 2007 and have created online learning communities since then. And it's like my favorite thing to do. I was teaching Ayurveda to yoga teachers mostly. It's like that's who wanted to learn. That's who I hung out with all the time because I was a yoga teacher, and all my yoga teacher friends were like, you know cool stuff. I want to know that. And so I started teaching Living Ayurveda course. And soon after that, students were graduating from that course, and they were saying, I want to, you know, they're yoga teachers. Now they have this little bit of a background in Ayurveda. And they said, my students keep asking me all these questions. I want to help them more. And so I was able to then turn that into different income streams for yoga teachers. So that's a little bit about what we're going to get into today. It's just been a very organic process for me, and it's also been very, very lucrative. So I've been able to help yoga teachers create more of a lucrative career journey for themselves to live the kind of life that they want to live. I also live, you know, I'm really big on intentional living and lifestyle design as part of that. So if any of you find that you're not in the kind of day-to-day rhythm or seasonal rhythm that you want to be, maybe you want to live in two places, maybe you want to unplug for a part of the year and then plug in strong for another part of the year, I get it. I mean, we're all pulsing creatures. We know that inside out from our own experience. We know that from the teachings of yoga. We know that the seasons pulse. So it's natural that we would want our lives to pulse as well. And if it feels like to you that you're out of alignment within your own daily cycle, your own weekly cycle, you're in, you know, in a maybe a career model that doesn't really work with your natural bodily cycles and with your natural cycles of, you know, inspiration and production, if you will, like what you like to produce with your energy. I totally get that, and it's a huge, huge part of, I think, what our potential is as yogis and yoginis, that we actually actively, consciously design the life that we want, including the income path, the income career model that we want. I became very clear a few years ago that I wanted to be location independent, and I also at the same time wanted to grow. I wanted to reach more people and do more stuff, have a bigger community built around Yoga Healer. And so I actively did that. I very purposefully started to design my life to do that, and ended up moving to Mexico half-time a couple years ago, investing in real estate in Mexico, Surfside, this cute little village which we'd love. And we're now there half-time. I don't know how long we'll do this for. We totally dig it right now. So for those of you who are more here for that lifestyle design component of your career or of the kind of career that you want to step into, I get that. And I'm going to leave some time at the end for us to just, you know, fireside chat, like just talk about what you want and where you're going. So part of my job that I've created for myself, and part of it is because I got very skillful at making money in this yoga industry and in the wellness industry. And I got skillful at that through a lot of career training, coaching, through setting income targets for myself and then getting the skills I needed, the coaching I needed, the tech training I needed to reach those goals. Is that through that path of learning how to make a lot of money and then working with yoga teachers all the time in Ayurveda and in detox and these different components, and then them realizing that, hey, we want your help. They come to me for help. Say, hey, can you help me make more money? I was like, hey, yeah, sure. So in the last few years, my career has also taken on that component, and that's become a massive pillar of what I do, is help yoga teachers and healers around the world make a better income. I see income directly correlating with impact. It's not a necessary correlation, but to me it's a direct correlation, meaning that when you start making more money, because for all of you, you're yogis and yoginis, you know, it's like your heart's in the right place. Your ethics are, you know, if you act, this is the cool thing about us, you guys. If we act out of ethics, we know that we hurt ourselves because we feel it. And we start to feel like shit, right? And so then what do? We correct. We self-correct. So this whole idea of acting in alignment with our own integrity and then taking our income to the next level, what ends up happening is because we're acting in integrity. Because if we don't, we get hurt, and then we fix it, so we're not hurt anymore, right? What happens, because we act in integrity and we start to attract more money, which has a power to it, you can do a lot with money, is we start to be able to go into the next level of our dreams. We start to act in the next level of what's right and what's just and what's good. We start to be able to do more. And because of this, we're able to have a much larger impact. We're able to reach out and help either more people or people on a deeper level. And that's why I have skin in this game. So as a result of all that, I end up talking to lots and lots, dozens and dozens of yoga teachers and healers every few months, a new batch, I have tons of conversations that give me a very good idea of what's going on. I also have experience. I used to have a yoga studio. I used to teach yoga for about, I don't know, maybe it was about 50% of my income. I used to be a traveling teacher where I travel and teach workshops. And I'm also an online teacher. So I have a lot of different understandings of the different business models that are out there. And I also understand that for a lot of us, we don't really want to be the teacher that's like always on the road or flying around the world and constantly trying to build these audiences all, you know, in more of a, you know, here and there and everywhere, because we get the sort of unsustainable lifestyle that has in the deep toll that can take in our life. And for, you know, a few of us, like maybe one or two out of 100, that's an awesome career model. It's just what I found from talking to so many teachers and healers is that it's really not what's going to work for most people. So the situation here, and we know this from our earlier polling today, is that we kind of have a situation on our hands, right? We have all y'all who are really well-trained and know how to help people. And I don't take that lightly in the least. The work that you've done, and you can reflect on that for a moment, that the work that you've done on your own transformational path, the physical work that you've done on the mat, the deep work you've done on the cushion, and this work that's taken place over time, that you've gone through an enormous amount of transformation that actually deeply differentiates you from your students. And your students want what you've got. So you've got something really valuable, but you're not making the kind of living that you want to make. You're not receiving the value-based currency in exchange for the value in which you hold. And that is a problem. And it's not just a problem for you and your bank account. And it's not just a problem for you in your retirement account or for you investing in the kind of teachings and teachers and experiences that you really want, although that's a problem and I recognize that problem too. But really the larger problem is that, you know, our culture, our communities are not able to receive the value of what you most deeply know in exchange. And that's a bummer. It's a massive bummer for evolution itself. To me, it's like an inefficiency, that there's these inefficiencies in the system. And inefficiency in energy, right, is when energy can't get to where it's trying to go. And when it can't get to where it's trying to go, it can't communicate. Like when we look at this in Ayurvedic or yogic terminology, it's a blockage in prana. Right? Prana does what? It carries consciousness. If consciousness can't get to where it's trying to go, we have disease. We have a problem, right? We have a major problem on our hands. And so what we want to do is try to get the energy to where it's trying to go, to try to get the value that you have within you to the people who are most ready to receive it in a way that they can deeply value, meaning give money back in higher quantities in exchange for what you've got. Does that make sense? How are we doing? If that makes perfect sense, press 1. If you don't get what I'm saying, press 2. Just want to check in, make sure there's a pulse out here. Okay, good. We're on the same page. Lots of ones. Sweet. So this is huge for us to realize too, you guys, right? Because now we get like, oh, impact. Income equals impact. This is a big deal. So if I'm not making the kind of money I want to make, I'm also not able to help the people that I most potentially able to help on the kind of depth of journey that they need the most, that I'm also, interestingly enough, the most able to help them with. So those are the kind of inefficiencies that drive me totally bonkers and have basically created the career path that I'm on now. So I want to just take another, and I'm going to stop with this polling really soon, I promise, hopefully. I just want to say, too, who is really good at what they do? Press 1. And if you're still, like, getting your chops and still kind of getting your skills, press 2. Like, if you're good, you can help people, you can deliver the goods, press 1. And this is important for me to know, and it's also important for you all to realize, because if you're a one, you're a one, and you got to stand in your onehood. And if you're a two, it means that keep doing what you're doing, work as much as you can to get the skill so that you can go from being a two to a one. Okay, so you can go from being someone who kind of is figuring it out, figuring out how to help people, figuring out what their message is, figuring out what kind of results they can deliver, to being someone who you know what your message is and you know how to deliver the goods. Okay, that's good. So we're, you guys are probably like, who are we? We're three quarters at the one hood. We're three quarters professionals and one quarter the, you know, the dilettante practitioner who's stepping deeper into the journey. So that's really good to know. So did anyone read, I keep pulling you guys, did anyone read that great article by Benitez? She used to be the head of ISAR certification with Betsy Downing. She's really a great thinker, press one. She wrote this great article this past week on how, like, chances are your yoga teacher is, you know, more educated than you and, has just this enormous amount of education, of ability to help you and, right, livelihood, and chances are she's, like, the lowest paid woman in the room. Okay, so only one of you read that. That's okay. It's a great article, but Jason Crandall wrote an article last January for Yoga Journal that was also really good, and it was about the single most challenging financial issues that new yoga teachers face. And basically, he had some really great points in this, just all about yoga teachers and income and how people don't realize that it's a super competitive industry, a super competitive business. It's one of its main issues is income fluctuation, meaning like you make a lot of money one month and you make no money the next month or very little money the next month. That makes it very difficult. Being self-employed and all the responsibilities that you have with that for your own health insurance, your own insurance covering your teaching for your students, that you don't have any paid vacation, you don't have any paid sick time. Like, it's a tough industry. And I just want to acknowledge that. Like, for those of you who are doing it and you're doing it, good for you. It's a tough industry. Now, what I'm interested in this is how can we make it so much better for you, right? What does it look like when you actually double your income without adding, and this is such a weird little shift for the brain, but really without adding more work, okay? It's such a shift for the brain because there's a shift in the business model there. And that's what I'm most interested in, because if you're doing your highest level work on the creativity and connection level, then the world's going to experience more impact. You should be well paid for it because you know how to help people. You're well trained. You're well educated. We know that just from the greater statistics. So the big question is, it's like, okay, Kate, how are we going to do it? Well, first we have to look at what's not working. A lot of you have probably heard me speak on this before. That's just the being all over the place model where you're teaching group classes, you're taking on privates, you're taking on weekend workshops, you're taking on retreats, and you may have some high-end clients that you do special work for. So you have a lot of different streams of income coming through, and you may have a lot of promotions that you have to do. Like, you might be promoting your yoga classes, you might be promoting your weekend workshops, you might be promoting your one-on-one things, you might be then promoting your retreats. And sometimes it just feels like there's always a new flyer that you need to make, there's always a new thing you need to add to your website for the next thing to enroll people in. If anyone's suffering from this, press one, or feels like, yes, this is me, maybe not suffering, but that this is relevant to where you're at, press one. I just want to get a sense where we're at. I told you I'm a pulling addict, but it helps me so much. Yeah, okay, great. So we're, of everyone on the call, we're over 50% present. So this is good. That's a good common thread. There's another thing going on that happened to me. I don't know if this happened to you. This might be more unusual, but I started working more with people that could pay me a lot of money, like high-end clients, but they weren't my favorites. So go ahead if that's happening to you too. Like, you're taking high-end work, meaning work you get paid a lot of money for, but it doesn't feel dharmically on track. Like, they're not really the people that are doing the deepest transformational journey work with you. some people out there are like, gosh, I wish I had that problem. So yeah, it's a good problem. This is a good problem to have. I know for me, okay, and that's less of us, but yeah, and that is a good problem to have. But it's also at some point, it does become a problem. For me, it became a big problem because I was starting to see a lot of people that, you know, could pay me a lot of money because I had high rates, but that weren't really my favorite. I love these people. It's hard for me to say they're not my favorite person to work with, but I got to a point where I couldn't have the impact. I felt very dharmically or you know, purposefully connected to, and that became a problem for me. So it sounds like for more of us, what we have is we have an income model issue, where we're doing too many things, and we don't really get how we could make more money because just by virtue of what we're doing and having all these different offerings and constantly trying to enroll students. Like, yeah, if we had twice as many people in all those offerings, that would work, but for some reason we don't have twice as many people. And to have twice as many people in all those offerings, those public yoga classes, those group workshops, those retreats, we would probably have to spend a lot of time on the back end changing our marketing funnels, changing how our outreach to draw leads in. And that is unpaid work. And if you're already busting your butt to do what you're doing to bring in the money that you're making, then that is actually also a problem. And that's why I'm not an advocate of that. I'm not an advocate of the get more clients method to income generation. Because if you don't have a good system that you're bringing them into that really is adding to your bottom line in a significant way at the end of the day, meaning, to me, what that means is like if I look in my database, I can see how much each person spends with me a year that I work with, right? So if I'm having a lot of transactions beneath the $500 price point and very few transactions above the $2,000 price point, I have a massive problem in my business, right? If I have very few transactions, I would even say above the $5,000 price point, I would say I have a problem in my business, that I need to solve that problem before I drive more people into the business. Because otherwise, if I'm driving more people into the business at a lower price point, I'm creating a lot of work for myself without a big return. And in the end, that's a really good business model if you want to get like chronic fatigue or some other awful autoimmune situation where you're just tapped, right? And we know this happens. We know burnout is a massive problem in our industry, which is funny, right? Because we're the yogis, the healers. So what that really speaks to is like what's going on here? Like what is this missing opportunity? And that's what I'm going to spend the next 20 minutes talking about. And it's something that I'm very passionate about because I also sense that as much as you want to make a better living, your students want something from you that you're not currently giving them. And we all know what it's like to be working with somebody who, in our public yoga classes, who's just staying in the same place. You guys know what I'm talking about? You know, the students who, like, they love you, and they come back week after week and year after year, but they're, like not taking off the extra 10 pounds, and they're not really dealing with their, you know, drinking too much at night, and they're not really dealing with their other addictions, and their relationships aren't really shifting that much, but they're, like, a good, solid, steady yoga student. They love you. They love the community. And so what's at stake if your business model doesn't change is that that person won't accelerate on their wellness path at nearly the rate that's possible. And to me, it's heartbreakingly sad that the way so many of us are trained in yoga is separate from Ayurveda, right? That we're taught, I mean, I know, and I was in 2 years of teacher training with the Iyengar system, the Iyengar Yoga Institute of San Francisco, and then it took me about 3 years to get certified in Anusara. So I had 5 years where I was full on just focused on yoga teacher training. And I really didn't learn jack about the diet and lifestyle that goes with yoga from that. I learned it all in my Ayurvedic training. But my Ayurvedic training totally suffered too because in the Ayurveda training, it got so specific and it got so diagnostic, you know, all about pathogenesis and that it really missed the boat in what most people who come to our yoga classes really want, which is they want this health evolution. They want this upgrade. They want to have a yoga buddy. They want to have deeper sleep through the night. They don't want to have so much tension in their jaw. That's causing them to grind their teeth and causing all these other issues of their anxiety. Like, they're coming to you for help. And what we're trained in most of our yoga teacher training programs and even in our therapeutic training programs is a lot about amazing philosophy, amazing alignment. And it's so important, and I so get it, and it's essential. And I'm not dissing on these yoga teacher training programs. I'm just saying there's a big, huge, massive chunk missing, which is you need to be able to coach your students on their diet and lifestyle. And you need to have a solid program where they can exchange value, where they can pay you a big chunk of money, right? Like, I'm talking, you know, a couple, either, you know, at least $1,000, if not more, to learn it. And why do they need to pay you a big chunk of change? Because if they don't, they won't do the work. And I, you know, we could argue about that for a while, and we don't have time. Well, we may have time at the end. And write that down if you want to argue about that with me, because I love debate. I grew up on debate. And there's some good value too. I can see both sides of the coin on that. It's just a really good conversation to have. So what's at stake if what we're teaching is pretty much on the mat and not off the mat? If we're not saying, like, hey, you start doing yoga with me, like, guess what? You're not going to want to eat this big heavy meal at the end of the day. You're not going to be that excited about date night and go to your favorite steakhouse and have your couple glasses of wine and this big heavy meal. Like, you're not going to be as psyched about that, or you know that you're going to be hurting in Saturday morning yoga class. And we don't have tools and we don't have training to deal with these issues. And we also don't have training to see, this is a huge chunk of value, right? And when I say value, I want you to see, like, greenbacks, dollar signs, dinero. Right? This is a huge chunk of value your students will pay for, but they have no way of paying for. And you might say, well, I don't have training in that, and that's okay, I can train you in that. A lot of you have some training in that, but you think about it, like, you're probably living the lifestyle of it. You're probably doing it. And yeah, you probably have some places in your own act that you need to clean up as well. And I get that too. And that's a huge part of this process of really stepping into what is the next level of career training that's going to help me with the income training. So if we awaken to that, we can actually help our students with diet and daily habits. And we realize that this has always been part of yoga, right? That this is intrinsic to yoga. But yoga and Ayurveda were never really so separate until they came to the West. And we're awesome extractionists, us Westerners, right? We like to take things apart. We like to specialize. And that's awesome. I love specialization. It's just totally rad. I really get it. But we can't specialize at the expense of being generalists. We have to be both. The best specialists are also totally tapped into being a great generalist, right? And that's important to realize, is that we have to look at both. And we have to, in our programs, if we want to make more money, offer that kind of value to our students where we take on the role. We step into the leadership position of saying, like, guess what? I'm just not your yoga teacher, right? But I can actually be your yoga health coach. I'm someone who can help you get to where you want to go. Where do you want to go? Oh, I want to get rid of my back pain, right? Like it's an evil, like it's an evil friend that just needs to be dropped off at the bus station. Or I need to be able to sleep through the night, or I'd like to go through menopause without killing somebody. And this is where you start to realize, like, I've got to listen to exactly what are my students actually coming to me for? Am I super clear on that? And when we start to ask those questions, we start to awaken to this, that, okay, what it's going to take for them to get there is some components that are off the mat, some components that are also linked to diet and to daily habits. And this is a huge part of the pathway to you learning how to make more money, is to getting that chunk, that there's a whole other part of what you can be doing. And yes, you may need more training for that. but that it's out there and that it's a proven, it is a proven income stream that works, and it doesn't require you to leave home. And for those of you who are already teaching online, it's a natural, it's a very easy thing to do online. And I demonstrate this in my own business with my course called Body Thrive, which is geared towards yoga students. So if you get this part, so that's like step one, is awakening to the diet and daily habits. Step two of shifting your income model and becoming really, you know, recovering this lost potential of this $50,000 a year is you need a business model that works. And I mentioned that briefly in saying that you need to offer courses, you need to offer programs that are expensive, right, that are more than $500. And immediately your brain must be like shooting off fireworks saying like, there's no way, my students would never pay for it. It's like, of course they wouldn't. They're used to having everything they want from you for much less money than that and much less commitment than that. So part of this business strategy that works is learning how to help someone invest in what they really want. And unless you have done a lot of training in this, you don't know how to do this. This is like a missing skill set. Just like your students come to you, and they might know what downward dog looks like, right? They may have the shape of it, but you look at their hands, and like their hands are not plugged into the earth. You look at their legs, and their legs aren't engaged, and they can't really support themselves in this position for very long, and their breathing is somewhere up between their upper palate and their collarbones. And you're like, yep, we're dealing with a beginner. Right, because you know that they haven't learned this yet. And in the same way, learning how to offer a program at a higher price point, at that, you know, that one to, you can even just say like the $1,000 to $5,000 range, that this is a very different skill set. And there's different parts of that skill set, just like the downward dog beginner is going to need to learn, you know, how to find their hands and their feet energetically. They're going to need to learn how to breathe in a way that can sustain them for the long haul. They're going to need to learn how their limbs can support their frame and how their frame can elongate. There's a lot, right? They have a lot to learn in downward facing dog. I'm still learning, right? And this is something that I just like to be very directly honest with, because, you know, there's the title of this workshop and that idea of adding $50,000 to your income stream. It's totally possible, and it's not something that you can learn in an hour. And I just like to be very upfront with that it's something that requires training. It requires training to learn how to attract the person who's going to be someone you can really bring them on a deeper journey with. They're really a perfect fit for you. And how to attract them into a process where they can start to ask you more. They can start to see, catch a glimpse of their potential, of how they could look, which is important to a lot of people, how they could feel, which is important to everybody. And they start to get a glimpse of that in the future, and you help them step into that potential through a very skillful, heartful, and great integrity sales process, where then they're able to commit to stepping deeper into their vision, and you're able to commit to escorting them, to guiding them, to holding their hands, to dealing with the tough times, because there will be tough times, to get them there. And this is a big deal. I mean, this is something that for me, like, I so wish I had had this as part of my yoga teacher training. I wish I'd had it as part of my Ayurvedic training. I wouldn't have been broke for the first few years. Like, and I was so driven, you guys. I was like a quote-unquote lucky one. I landed high-paying clients really early that could float the rest of the career model of, like, the public yoga classes, the workshops, I never really did retreats except for private retreats. But, it, like I said, those people were kind of out of integrity with what I was really trying to do in my greater work. If I had learned this kind of business model and this kind of sales process that helps the people that really want, they really want to step into that, like, that glimpse of what they see in themselves. And that's such an exciting time for a student. Like, there's these moments And I know you guys get it. I mean, we've all had this, and we all probably continue to have it. And some of us may be having this right now. Like, you start to think, like, oh my gosh, she's right. I could do this. I could add 50 grand a year to my income if I had a $1,000 program, and you know, I ran it twice, and there are 25 people in it each time. Bam! Like, I could do this. We start to get a glimpse of a totally different way of operating. Our students have this in their health path. They get a glimpse of themselves weighing 20 pounds less, or they get a glimpse of themselves avoiding a shoulder surgery. Or they get a glimpse of themselves of not aging like their mother, who is a nervous wreck and kind of ruined the family vibe from being a chill place to hang out. And they're turning into that person. And then they come into contact with you. They come to public yoga classes. They get to know you and like you and trust you. But you have nothing to offer them. That's like going to take them to the next level of commitment where they can really commit, where they can put their money where their mouth is. So that's a huge part, needing a business strategy that works, understanding the sales process, the enrollment process, and having, you know, being able to do that. So that's step two. If we look at step three then to this adding a $50,000 income stream, is, and this is just crucial, is you need to sell to and guarantee results. Most of us, we're not trained this. I mean, yoga's tricky because yoga's a path, right? We look at the path and there's certain common experiences on the path. Like, I could even pull us as a whole, like, who feels more grounded in their body now than before they started yoga? Press one. Like, you're more at home in your body, more grounded. Press two if you aren't. Okay, and surprise, surprise, we're all ones, right? That's an end result. You know how many people want that? That's a really big thing. Who's more just simply accepting of what's arising in their day-to-day life, the good, the bad, and the ugly? Press one. You're just simply more accepting. Maybe you have a more easeful relationship with life itself. Press one. And press two if you haven't figured this one out. Okay, great. So almost everybody pressed one. And so what we see here is that there's end results. There's places that we've got to. Now, if you pull your yoga class, the next yoga class you teach, and you ask those same two questions, and you know, you often have to do this. Like, I often ask these questions in yoga class when people are in downward facing dog. Right. And the reason I ask when they're in downward dog is I'm like, don't look, close your eyes, so that it feels anonymous. There's something to just saying, like, be like really honest with yourself. Like, who's living in an easeful relationship? And you may have a mask. Like, look back on the last day or two. You say, like, how reactive were you? How at peace were you? How much were you really just enjoying the people that show up in your life, in your relationships? Because that's part of what we do in yoga. That's an end result of yoga. So when we get this, if we have a, you know, as we start to awaken to that, we can help our students both on and off the mat. We start to implement a business strategy that works and sell programs at a higher price point. That step three, guarantee an end result. In this program, you will learn how to live in an easeful relationship with your own life. You will learn how to get deeply grounded in your body. You will experience greater energy, deeper rest, a better diet. Those are the three that I use in my Body Thrive program. Those are the three guaranteed end results, or your money back, right? Why is the money back? If they fully participate and they don't get the goods, I've got a problem on my hands. I'm not delivering. I need to figure out what's wrong with my program. Because we don't think in end results, right? Because we're so on this path, and I mean, if I were to pull you, and I'm not going to, but it's like, who feels like they're still on the journey? I would expect, if we're true yogins and yoginis, we'd all say yes. Like, we've arrived to where we've arrived, and because the journey itself is evolution in action, we're going somewhere. And this is what makes step three so confusing sometimes, is how do we break it down into tangibles? And really, what that's about is finding out what are the tangibles that your clients are already experiencing. If people tend to balance their weight around you, right, like it just kind of happens, like that's a big thing. Through teaching my yogi detox for years, I've had clients be like, oh my, I've lost so much weight just hanging out with you. I was like, oh really? Oh, that's great. Because I don't focus on weight loss. You know, it's not something that, but that happens around me. People learn to step into evolution more around me, whether it's their personal lifestyle design, whether it's their income, whether it's their body. That's something that's it's more or less an end result I can guarantee because it's just happened to so many people. So we need to know that on one hand. And on the other hand, we need to get super laser focused on what are some of the incremental metrics that we're seeing happen in our yoga students that are desired outcomes that they want. You know, and maybe that is weight loss. Maybe that is a more grounded relationship with their body. Maybe that is more connected relationships. Maybe that's better self-care practices, healthier habits, healthier eating habits. These are all things that we have to start to pay special attention to, and we also need to pay special attention to what are the results that our clients are looking for, even the ones that we don't think we can deliver right now. And this is really, really important. When I was teaching my Living Ayurveda course for years and years and years, it's going into its eighth year, I would constantly get this feedback from people who wouldn't sign up but who wanted to sign up. They're like, don't you have an easier, like less commitment, easier thing for me to do that's just like a taste? And now after 8 years, I do, and it's called Body Thrive. And it's a $1,000 program. It's a program that I developed for the yoga health coaching model that I created it more for my yoga health coaches to see how I coach yoga students through the process. But that program was simply a result of like listening on both ends. And that's how our program, these higher price point programs, need to evolve. And we need to understand what results people are looking for. Those people who wanted a taste of Ayurveda, they also very much were talking to me to improve their own health, so their own wellness evolution. And they weren't ready to sign up for something else. And that's the kind of conversations we want to start having with our clients is around these end results. What are they looking for? Because if we don't know that, we're honestly in more of a hobby ship with our business. I'm not saying with your dharma, so I don't want anyone to get offended by that at all, because I'm not, and sometimes they do try to offend, but that's not what I was trying to do right there. Because there is a dharmic impact that I know many of you who are making less than 40 grand a year, that you're having a huge dharmic impact and you're doing super amazing work. But in terms of the business side of things, if we don't know what the end results we're guaranteeing are, then we're still in more of a hobbyist, or like we're more in the very beginning stages of business. Okay? There's a great audio. I'll be releasing it on the podcast within the week with Tina Forsythe, where she and I go into the three stages of the business, and I kind of bark up and down this tree about how this sort of stage one that she talks about, of where you have something that, you know, that works for you in your lifestyle in terms of income, that's a proven seller with proven end results. And my experience in coaching a gazillion yoga teachers and healers is that most people don't have this stuff down. They don't have the stage down. So it's really hard to leverage. You have that stage down, it's really easy to leverage. It's really easy to turn 40 grand into 80 grand, okay? So it's kind of black and white. I mean, I always, reflect on how hard it is to get from, you know, really get from like 30 grand to 80 grand, and then how easy it is to double at 80 and to get to 150. And it's actually easy to double again after that. And we don't have to get ahead of ourselves, but I just want you to know that. I want you to know that from me. I want you to know that from my experience. And also, I hang out with a lot of other women solopreneurs, one-woman shows, right? We may have a little, like, support crew behind us, but more or less at the heart of it, we're a one-woman show. And this is what my colleagues, who are the same income bracket as me, we're all kind of coming to the same conclusions there. So I just wanted to share that with you, because often people don't talk about this stuff. I know yogis and healers often really don't talk about this stuff. And the ones who do really succeed financially often don't share with you the behind the scenes of how they did it. And I do. And the reason I do is impact. We've got that squared away. Okay, so guaranteed end results. Now, the next question you might be asking yourself is like, okay, if I get that I've got to take some of this stuff off the mat to really help them in a more well-rounded way, and I may need more some training in that area, and I need more training in the business area, I need a business strategy that works, I need to sell at a higher price point and attract people into a sales process at a higher price point, and the way that they're going to buy is because I'm going to guarantee these end results, and then I'm going to deliver and get there. You know, one of the next questions is like, how do I do all that? And why is it, I mean, this is my question too, is like, why isn't it easier? Like, why wasn't this taught in yoga school? Why isn't it taught in healing school? And my answer to that is like, it's really interesting. So much of the model that I feel like yoga schools operate on is that you'll have this endless stream of students that are just begging for your help and your teachership and are willing to pay enough money to support you to be in sync with your own life's goals. I feel like that's an assumption that the yoga world, they just, like, day one of yoga teacher training, it's like we assume that. We assume studentship. And I think that's a problem. It's the same thing was true in my Ayurveda training. They assume studentship. This is how you're going to work with your clients. And it was like, well, how am I going to get clients to work with? It's kind of a problem. Nuts. In my Ayurveda training program, it was a 2-year program, and it was great schooling. I learned so much and had beautiful relationships with my teacher. So grateful. And I worked for that school for a few years when I was in school. I was doing work trade. And it was really kind of wild to see the practitioner end results of that. Because it was like less than a quarter of the people went on to use their skills professionally. And to me, it was a shame because I know in my class, everybody wanted to. They wanted to. Just like a lot of yoga, we just took a quick poll on the twos in the beginning of the call. Those first twos who said, I'm not really full time at this. And boy, if I could make some money at it, like good money at it, I'd do it. This would be my dharma. I would step in. And I found that true. I found that true in the yoga school too. They wanted to. Same thing in my yoga teacher trainings. A lot of people just couldn't make it financially. So to me, there's this big, massive problem with the system, and then a lot of us are on the other side of the system where we're well trained as teachers, and how are we going to get the training, this missing training that's all on helping our students get to their desired end results and helping us add that huge chunk of income, probably for a lot of us needing, for honestly, I mean, if we're really honest to ourselves, like what would doubling our income do? Getting to that place where we're doubling our income. So we can live the kind of life that we want to lead, because then we're in the next level of thrive. If we're in the next level of thrive, we're in the next level of impact. So I often see it as, it's a dharmic thing to get the kind of training we need to be able to have the kind of impact that evolutionary impulse, you might say, wants us to have, or that our deeper inner drive wants us to experience. So what I've done with all this is created a program. I've created Yoga Health Coaching Certification that basically does everything that we've talked about today. It awakens teachers to how they can help their students with diet and daily habits. It has the business strategy, the sales strategy, the marketing strategy that you have to do. You have to prove that you can do it within the course or I won't certify you. Because I'm like that serious about it. I'm like, I know you guys are good at what you do. I know you can help people. I don't doubt that. Can you make the kind of living you want to make? That's what I need you to learn to thrive at this next level financially. And then they're selling to guarantee end results. And it's all based in the basics of Ayurveda that I think should be part of every teacher training program in yoga and should be taught really skillfully so that when a student comes to us, when they come to class, when they, are awkward and taking off their socks, that awkward moment where the student's like, what? My socks? You're like, yeah. Then you can feel the floor. It's really kind of neat. That we have an idea for that person clear in our own awareness where they can go with us. And that we can start to speak to that skillfully, so that we can draw them into the path of their potential skillfully, so that we can bring them later down the road when they know us and like us and trust us, that we can start to engage them on the next level of work that they can do with us at a higher price point, where they can really say, you know what? This is more important than the next cruise. This is more important than the bigger flat screen TV. This is more important than putting money, this is a big one, you guys, than putting money into my retirement fund and continuing to live a life that's going to cost me a ton of money when I'm in my elder years. And we know that leading expense, the highest expense, this is not going to come as a shocker, for people in their elder years, you know, basically above 65, is in healthcare. And we also know, you all know, preaching to the choir here, that a lot of what they're experiencing in terms of healthcare bills and their symptoms that they're trying to get rid of are preventable. Through what? Through Ayurvedic diet and lifestyle that you can easily teach as part of your yoga training programs. And so if anyone's interested in learning more about yoga health coaching, you can go to yogahealthcoaching.com and go to be a coach and apply. Basically fill out an application and we can talk. Or you, after this conversation, you can actually just send me an email saying, like, I want to talk about this and find out more about it. That's fine. We can do it that way as well. But the idea that I just wanted to open up to you all in this conversation is that you're not at the mercy of a competitive marketplace. And you're not really at the mercy of a profession that's limiting, that's intrinsically limiting within its own business model that you see everywhere. The next yoga flyer that's announcing the next weekend workshop, the next yoga flyer that's announcing the next retreat in Costa Rica, the next yoga flyer that's announcing the beginner's class. Like, those income streams, in my experience, are not, they're often not reliable and sustainable, and they take more energy than they're worth, and they don't help the students as quickly on their health transformation journey as the next business model, as this next business model of the future. And that's why I'm inviting our whole yoga teaching community into the potential. You know, who really wants to experience a very cutting edge career path that can work for you locally or can work for you online, depending on your lifestyle design. And I hope from this, you know, for those of you who just needed a dose of inspiration and needed a dose of, hey, something's possible, or just wanted a conversation to talk about the financial reality for yoga teachers and find out if there's indeed hope, I'm glad you're here and I'm glad you've listened. And I'd love to stay on the line for some, you know, just basically like fireside chat. Anyone who's got to go, thank you for being here. Thanks for raising your hand and saying, hey, I'm interested in the conversation. I think it's really important. Thanks for being a willing participant in my polling. It really helps me a ton to know what's going on out there. And go ahead and press 1 if you want to talk to me directly, if you just want to, you know, add your voice to the conversation or comment or ask a question. I'll be very happy to stay on the line for a few minutes. Okay, great. We got lots of ones here. Melissa Cooley, hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hello, hello.
You want me to start? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, yeah.
Okay, hi. So, my biggest question would be how to move, because I'm already having programs, already I'm doing a majority of my work is off the mat. I'm really passionate about that, and I'm also doing lifestyle kind of a teacher training I started 2 years ago, the lifestyle part of how important that is and how it influences the asana. And but I'm really interested in moving more online and tools to do that.
Yeah, so I mean, there's ways of just figuring it out. Just figure, you know, I mean, just it's pretty, I think, obvious how a lot of people are doing it with technologies they're using in terms of, you know, webinar technologies, having a membership aspect of their site where those webinars or their teleconference calls get hosted, and creating, you know, basically a membership type community, whether that's on a Facebook forum, the secret
or in a NING form or otherwise for the members to communicate. So do you have if it's more about how do I make money online, that's different than the technology question. So what is your question more technology or more how to make money doing it? Because the World Wide Web is it's like 20,000 times more competitive than your local community.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. Is that, you know, I'm just teaching out of studio right now, and I don't want to reinvent the wheel. Like, I think my workshops, I could just record myself and have that accessible for online people who want to have access to that. And also, I'm really interested in having, like what you have, having location independent lifestyle. So I want to start investing in that direction for myself.
Yeah, and so, I mean, again, like there's two parts of it. Like one of it definitely is that, you know, what technology to use. And that's, quite honestly, it's a very easy part of it. The harder part about going online is how do you sell online, and how do you get people who, you know, live all over the world to know about, you know, what you're doing? How do you create a perfect fit so that people can really find your program and resonate with your program? Because I don't know, for those of you who've worked in the online industry, like SEO is done with. Like anyone who's small potatoes is not going to come up in a Google search. So, and we're all small potatoes. I mean, I have a big, big list, and I've been on Google, again, I've been blogging for, I don't know, a long time. I have a lot of content. I have a ton of content on the web. It's keyworded. And it comes up in really specific Google searches, but a lot of it doesn't, you know, and it's not as good as it was a few years ago, right? Because it's just very loud and it's very competitive for certain keywords. So it's very difficult. So then the larger question is, like, how do I learn the business model of online? And I would recommend, I mean, I have in my Yoga Healer business course, I teach a lot about this. So I would check that out. Just go to yogahealer.com and go to under career and business, and you'll find it, or just shoot me an email and we can talk more particularly about, you know, what your income goals are, where you're trying to get to, where you're at now, what your list size is, you know, what technology you're already using, and see what it's going to take for you to get there. I advise everybody to have a mentor or a coach that has already done like a solid few steps ahead of where you're trying to get to. Okay, because if we don't have that person, it's going to be slow going, and it's going to suck a lot more time out of you, which might actually start to really affect your dharma. It might affect your hope that you can do it. And this is something that I live by. I love, love, love my coaches. I generally have one to two coaches at a time who really get me, really get the Yoga Healer world, are, you know, leaps and bounds ahead of me, and are helping me walk the journey. So I really recommend that. I don't recommend trying to do this on your own because it's like you can have all the technology and have this awesome online course and whatnot and just not have people sign up. And that's, you know, and there's all these people, you go to Costco and you're like, there's plenty of people out there that need help. Like, what's going on? And to help you, you know, fill in that gap. So yeah, we'll schedule a time to chat. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. And you can just email me. My email is kate@yogahealer.com. So, and that's true for all of you if you want to email. And it's Kate with a C, C-A-T-E, at yogahealer.com. And I'll send you a little application for a strategy session, and then we'll schedule.
Okay.
Good question. And good for you. I'm glad you're doing this. All right. I'm going to pick Vivian next. Hey, Vivian.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
Good.
Can you hear me?
How's it going?
Oh, it's going really well. This is so awesome. Thanks for offering this free little chat here. It's great. So where I sit right now is that I love my community. We have a farm in West Virginia that I like to get to, but it's not that far away. So I love being local. I love serving my local community. And I love the studio where I teach. It's such a... just a beautiful community, and I've been teaching there for 7 years, have a great kind of following, and not to say this to boast, but out of just kind of owning the one, I'm one of the most popular teachers there and starting to do teacher trainings, and I'm finding that people are coming to me, people are in teacher training, or people who have graduated from teacher training, or just people who know me are coming to me for like mentoring, whether it's just talking to me after class or saying, can we do a private, I'm working on sequencing, or I have PTSD, and can you help me create a sequence to work on this one aspect that I'm dealing with. And I'm finding myself in a lot of bartering situations. My husband's career has been in a really interesting flux for a while. And when I first started teaching yoga, my income wasn't as important, but now it really is. So that's sort of like where I sit and wanting to increase my offering in a way and keep building community, but be able to, like you said, it's very frustrating when we know the value of what we're offering and it's not really matched in what we're, in our income. So for me, it is that gap that I'm trying to figure out. And
it's really common and it's really real. And you guys, what I want us to hear too is it's often, and this sucks, but it's often our fault that we aren't getting the value that we want. And it's when we're really, and that's why like often when people decide to work with me, it's like terrifying because they can't, there's all this shadow stuff that's in the background that they like, I'm just going to pull it right out from under the rug.
Right.
Because we have realized that, oh, wow, I need to step into the next level of business. I need to step into the level of my career. That's not me getting more, more specific with my PTSD sequencing. It's me enabling someone who really has PTSD to take the steps necessary to work with me as deeply as I can help, them to get to where they're trying to go, and me setting up a business structure that enables that level of relationship to occur very naturally. And that's a whole other level of training. Now, often, and this is there's a lot of trainings out there, you guys. There's a lot of great, like, how to boost your business. There's a lot of, there's a lot of great career coaches out there. But if they, if they haven't done it in your industry, I'd be very wary of working with them. But we also have to get that we are going to have to invest. Just like we had to invest in teacher training, we're going to have to invest in learning the stuff that we don't already know. And this is where, like a lot of businesses take out loans in order to get the technology they need, in order to get the training they need. And as yoga teachers, we're often very apprehensive to do that, to really actually say, okay, I need to, if I'm really going to make this work and I'm going to really be able to support my family when I need to, and hey, I get this, I've supported my family a lot along the way. And it's something that I love, I love being able to, hey, let's go buy a condo in Mexico, like it's an awesome thing to be able to just live the kind of life you want to live because you ponied up and got the training that you need. So,
right.
That's, and I wish I had an easy pat answer of like, just keep doing the work that's in your heart, Viv. But, and it's true.
I'm good at that part.
No, you're dialed in there. I have no doubt about it. I wish I was one of your freebies. But this is where we get sucked into because our hearts are really open and our care is really expansive and we don't have a solid structure in which to channel that energy, so that it feeds our deeper needs. And that's just, there's a lot in there that needs to get straightened out. And you can do it, too. I mean, that's the important message as well, is like, you absolutely can do it with the right, with the right coach, the right guidance, the right training that can get you, because you obviously are skilled in what you're doing. People are coming to you, you know how to help people. It's how do we get the value exchange really worked out so that they can invest with you and you can deliver on their investment. It's a whole other orientation. It's a whole other sales structure that that you need. So I think that it's important for you to, at this stage in the game, to realize that that you've got it within you to do it, and that there's just these next steps and stages with it. And some of the first things to do is to just get really clear with your time. So if you're spending a lot of time helping people after class and working for free, I would stop doing that and I would take that time and start working on your business in that time and creating these structures, these boundaries, and these programs, and these sales structures where you can bring people and to do the deeper work with you at a deeper level of commitment to you financially so that you can really give them what's in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I'm one of those people that had like that chimed in when I was like, yeah, I tried to work with the wealthier clients and found that a lot less satisfying than focusing back in on the studio and the work there and the community there and growing from there. But I also get that, it's the reason I'm on this call because I'm driven to take it to the next level and just need to get more clear on how I want to do that. I see the lifestyle coaching flyers everywhere and I kind of roll my eyes a little bit because it seems like there's so much of that out there and I wonder the depth beneath it. So maybe that's my voice saying, hey, I've got the depth and I've got people who already trust me, so maybe that's a great next step.
Yeah, I mean, and it only is, you guys, it's got to be clear. There has to be such a solid sales and marketing structure behind it, niche marketing, and mesh networking and like the program itself, and that's why my program it's an ass kick business course. It's 12 months. It's the yoga health coaching, and that's the signature system that we use, but it's a business course. And for those who just want the business course training and they don't want to be they don't want the health coaching. And the other thing is I don't tell any of my yoga health coaches to advertise themselves as yoga health coaches or off yoga health coaching programs unless they already have a huge email list. And I do have people in the program that have that. They have, an email list of over 10,000, and they teach online. They have huge, they've got 20,000 Facebook fans. Those people, yeah, they can be yoga health coaches. But anyone else, you're going to go broke in that model if you don't have mm-hmm. the business side behind it, And learning that and really figuring out what your niche is and who you're working with and which depth of process, that's what I really, I do that in my yoga healer business course. And the difference between the business course and the yoga health coaching certification is the signature system. In the business course, you figure out your own, mm-hmm. Your own process and system of working with people and how you're going to do that based on your training. And in the yoga health coaching, I basically say, like, this works. I've done it. Uh-huh. Here's all the ebooks. Here's the guides. Here's how to sell it. Here's how to do it. But don't call it yoga health coaching. It might be, like I have a doctor in the program, and she was really, she didn't know what to call her program. I'm like, what are people coming to you for? She's like, oh, the nurses, they always come to me to lose weight. I'm like, then just do like 10 weeks to lose 10 pounds. And that's her program. What does she teach?
Yeah.
She teaches yoga health coaching. You see? But it, and that's a lot of the business stuff that you got to learn because it's not just hanging the next flyer of like, I'm a yoga lifestyle coach or I'm a yoga health coach. That's totally missing the boat.
Right.
It's just like
that.
Putting a new fresh paint, it's a fresh coat of paint on a, on the same house.
Right.
I'm talking about rebuilding the foundation.
Yeah.
Ahead, and if you want to go into training, go ahead and, again, just send me an email and we'll have a conversation to see where you're at and where you want to get to and we'll go from there.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, Dawn, I'm going to pick you up next. Hey, Dawn. Are you there? Oh, she jumped off. All right, last call. Anyone else want to talk? I know many, many people have to go. That's fine. But I'm here, and I don't have anything scheduled for the next 10 minutes, so I'm willing to stay on the line. So many of you are still here. It's great. It's like, who's going to speak into the space next? and all I want to say is it's just so exciting for me to see my clients get the results. Like I have one client just got back to me that she sold. She didn't have a program when we started working together, and she was just doing a lot of like deep one-on-one high-end work with wealthy people. And she was making a good income, but it was not dharmically aligned. And she sold six $3,000 programs in the last month. And another one who just started a beautiful program, she's a yoga teacher and does some body work. And she has five people in her pilot, and it's a $1,000 price point. And it works, It's just getting, it's a ton of work to retrain our brain how to think about making money. And often we have to put some of our desire to learn the next modality you know, to learn the next, you know, depth of meditation practice or the next level of yoga therapeutics or whatever our deep interest is, we often have to put that on hold to rebuild our foundation that our lifestyle lives on top of. Okay, Sebastian, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. How are you?
Pretty good. So my question was, well, basically my situation is that I'm a 21-year-old yoga teacher trainer, and I noticed that there's, like, this, like, barrier between, like, my age and then my clients. Like, it's strange. Like, I definitely put in the time. I put, like, three and a half years into my teacher training and education on Ayurveda and Ayurvedic wellness, but there's still, like, this age barrier that I can't really seem to shake yet. So I was wondering if you had any experience with that.
Yeah, that's often happening when you haven't found your real target niche client. Because what I'm hearing is there's not trust to go to the next level with you, with your current clientele or your current potential clientele. And if there's not trust, it's not gonna work. There's no way we're gonna be able to sell stuff for more money and bring people through a deeper process. So then we've got to look at, well, maybe we're barking up the wrong tree. This happens a lot, you guys. And I know for me, there's often these like 5-degree shifts where it's like, say where I live in Mexico, the cruise ships go by. And the cruise ships, you get a sense that they're just like on, you know, they're on this course, right? They've charted their course. And they're going, you know, exactly right in. And if they make like a little 5-degree turn, they're going to end up in a totally different location, right? Like they're probably going to end up a good, you know, couple hundred miles from where they were trying to go in the first place. And so a 5-degree shift has a massive impact on where we end up going and where our business ends up going. And so the exploration of like, okay, which way is the 5-degree shift? You know, and how do I make sure I don't go 25 degrees or 100 degrees? And how do I know which direction to go 5 degrees in? That process is often a process of niching your business. And that niching process is not obvious. And there's a lot of exploration in it of like who does trust you? Who is asking you to go deeper in a way that you might not currently be inviting the conversation? So it's impossible to hear because it's impossible for the person to voice. And so that a lot of that exploration is in niching. That's something that we do in the business course, which the business course is part of yoga health coaching. It's something that everyone needs to do, and it's something that I do continually. Like it's not like you get there and you're done. It's like you do it again and again and again. And as you get better at it, you start to realize, like, oh, this is exactly who's perfect for working with me and my unique skills and my age and my offerings. It sounds like you just haven't hit that yet. It's not that that doesn't exist. It's just that there's another level of work in there to do.
All
Does
right,
that make
I
sense?
See. Yeah, thanks so much.
Yeah, you bet. And, you know, part of it, too, is you might find that what you're offering is, you know, is yoga teacher training programs, but what the people really want. Like if I was 21 and I knew what you knew, I would immediately start looking to, I mean, and this is actually a very beginner step in niching, which is really good to do. It's like, where did you come from? What have you already figured out? And this is part of this is really part of the transformational journey. If anyone wants to watch a workshop that's a little bit more on this, go to yogahealer.com/money. And it's another workshop on getting your personal journey and signature system. It's different. It's, you know, some of the same stuff we talked about today, but a lot of it's very different and it's cool because it's a, I draw on my whiteboard, so I map it all out for you. But, you know, looking at where am I come from? Who am I a few steps ahead of? And while that might be true in terms of your yoga teacher training with the typical person that comes to you for yoga, you might find that your target market who trusts you more deeply are actually younger than you instead of older than you and are looking for a lot of the things that you figured out but are coming from where you actually were.
And really looking at that and figuring out what that market is, and are they online or are they offline, and what do programs look like that are perfectly targeted to them, and what's the language that they speak, that's where the next level of exploration happens.
Nice.
Okay?
Yeah.
And good for you. I always tell I have my clients that are young, that are you know, a good, I'm 41, so you're 20 years younger than me. I'm like, good for you for being on a business call at this stage. Because, I mean, it's some of the best investment that you can make. It's like, figure out how to make money, and then everything else gets easier. It really does. Because once you learn how to make money in one thing, it's really easy to make money in another thing. And that's something that it's so fun. It's like you get to be very, very flexible in your offerings and really in working with different kinds of communities. Good for
right.
You.
Yeah. No. I've been working on my business plan for the past like 3 months and talking to different people and getting their input. So this is really helpful to me.
Good. Okay. I gotta mute you. We've got a massive horn in the background. Sounds like a fire truck's going by. All right, all y'all. We've gone way over, but thanks so much for sticking around. And like I said, you know, if you're really serious about making more money in your business and you're ready to get some serious, coaching and training, then send me an email at CATE, Kate, at yogahealer.com, and we'll take the conversation from there. And I just want to end with wishing you all the best and keep doing this good work that you're doing and helping people, because that's the name of the game. Okay, I'm going to unmute the lines. Thanks so much. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Okay, and Steve's in there. So I need